Welcome, everybody. My name is Eunji Ju, and I'm the Keith Haring Director of Education and Public Programs here at the New Museum. There's so many friends in the audience. It's so nice. We are delighted to welcome you to the first day of We Who Feel Differently Symposium. This is a project that the New Museum is so pleased to be able to present. Our relationship with the artist Carlos Motta is long and deep, and we first met when Carlos was part of the night school core group the first year we opened the museum, and you know, he participated in many things here at the museum and also created a screening program for us, and you know, so it's been a long ongoing conversation, and to be able to watch Carlos develop his work over these past years has been, you know, really fantastic, and you know, we're so proud to be hosting the symposium, and also in 11, 12 days to be hosting the exhibition, which will be on the fifth floor, and I hope that you'll be back many times for all the events that will be taking place in conjunction with that exhibition. Everything's on our website, and you'll hear all about that later. I just want to first acknowledge our sponsors. The presentation of the symposium and the exhibition is made possible through a partnership with the Embassy of Colombia in Washington, D.C., the Royal Norwegian Consulate General in New York, and the Office of Contemporary Art in Norway. The museum is hub. This is part of a museum is made possible through the generous support of the Robert Sterling Clark Foundation. Support's also provided by the New York City Development of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council of the on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature. I'm not going to read you all the rest of the support because it's really long. This project, We Who Feel Differently, began as a commission. Carlos created a book and a website, and I hope that you'll look at these materials. I think Carlos will talk a little bit about the other materials a little bit later, but I wanted to acknowledge Control Z Publishing, Free Speech Association, the Arts Council of Norway, the City of Bergen, and NISCA as the original funders of that project, because you know, projects like what Carlos does take many need many forms of support and don't always fall into, because they don't fall into like traditional object-based saleable works. You know, it's really important that government and private foundations support these kinds of efforts to promote, you know, all the things around art that sometimes people don't acknowledge as art, but we do here, and we're really proud to support it. Carlos Motta is a multidisciplinary artist whose work draws upon political history in an attempt to create counter-narratives that recognize the inclusion of suppressed histories, communities, and identities. His work's been presented internationally at the New Museum, the Guggenheim Museum, PS1, the ICA Philadelphia, the Museo de Arte del Banco de la República in Bogotá, and the Museo de Serralves in Porto. He's won a Guggenheim Fellowship in 2008 and a Creative Capital grant this year in 2012. He's part of the faculty at Parsons, the New School for Design, and the Milton Avery Graduate School of Art at Bard College. I'm going to welcome Carlos, and he's going to continue introducing others.
Thank you very much.